This time we have no. Oh. This is a terrible beginning.
Well, I'm sure we've had worse.
I know. Okay, I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. It's kind of like having sex when you kind of have like that, like maybe rough beginning. But it's not about the beginning. It's how you finish, man. It's how you keep the stamina up. It's how you keep going.
I would like to just think about sex for a second. I usually don't have a rough beginning of the sex part. The rough part is before the sex, like getting her to have the sex.
To say yes?
Do you know that usually when I have sex with a woman, it's usually like at 5 a.m. after I break her down completely, after she's lost, she's like half asleep, and she's like, all right, sure, I'll have sex with you. I think most of the times I've had sex in my life was around 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
Okay.
It's never prime time. Like, I'm not prime time material.
No?
No. And then the beginning of the sex is great, you know? But it's just to get to the sex part, it's exhausting.
Well, my friend, I think that's something we could work on. Not, like, personally, because we're not gay. But,
we're not gay. We're really not gay.
But I think that's something that, tying into what we were talking about the last episode, about how you kind of want to – you kind of wish you were, like, at times a person that was able to, like, kind of, like, chill, take a seat back or whatever.
I know. But dude, I've worked on this many times in my life. Like, I actually remember talking to a therapist about this. When I was dating a certain woman, and I would get very nervous. Even though we were together for a long time, I always felt very uncomfortable and very, you know, very insecure about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always have to say, look, it's not, you know, I always have to be entertaining. I don't always have to, you know, but it was just so good. So I would have to force myself to just be zen and chill. But then it would just be boring and weird.
Mm.
So I think I'd rather just be the entertaining guy.
Rather just be the entertaining guy?
I would be the entertaining guy.
Well, we solved that cliffhanger really quickly. All in the same night.
Yeah, within 2 minutes.
We don't have to do any field research. That's great.
Yeah, but I think this is going to be a problem that's going to last me for the rest of my life.
Probably, yeah.
Like, I've been working on this for 30 years.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like you don't know whether or not it's something you want. That could be a problem. Because then, at least if you know if you want something, at least then you can take the steps. But if you don't even know if you want it, it's like, do I even want to?
No. But what I want is to be myself. I want to be authentic.
Right.
And that's never – the only time I'm authentic is, like, now on the podcast.
I feel like anything that's authentic – see – I think the idea of being authentic or natural, organic,
yeah,
it's kind of been this idea that's kind of been sold to us. And it's like I feel like whoever we are around anyone.
Is the way that we are.
Is we are naturally.
But yes.
Different people bring about different facets of us.
Of course.
But
like,
still,
I'm going to be different with you than I am with Gaber.
Right.
And different, like if Larry.
Oh, man, this Sunday's going to be a fucking train wreck for you, man. You're going to be like.
Oh, God. I want to just analyze what he just said. Like, you know, he was the one that said, you know, I'm game to do a podcast about movies. And there's a lot of material there. There's been a lot of movies in the world.
A lot.
Since 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Before them, since like the late 1800s.
I know, but I don't care about the early movies.
Like, a lot of them are lost anyway, so it doesn't.
But the point is, that's a big topic on its own. Mm-hmm. Pivotal movies that I care about, pivotal movies that you care about,
mm-hmm.
and pivotal movies that Gaber cares about.
Mm-hmm.
But now, for some reason, he goes, we don't have to stick to that topic, do we? Like, this is exactly what he told me he doesn't want to do. And now he's changing his mind. Yeah. The guy's psychotic.
You gotta text him back, be like, what the fuck, man?
You know what's great? You know what's great? We could say anything we want about him because he told me he doesn't have the patience to listen to a podcast. So like we could say anything we want, and then we could do a show with him and then analyze the show about him.
Oh, totally.
This
is going to be an entirely new trilogy.
the threesome trilogy. Well, I mean, I think this time I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect cuz he's, you know, he's a piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? He's just another example. I didn't ask to be his neighbor. I was sitting outside one day smoking a cigarette when I was smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And he comes up to me out of the blue and he goes, "Hey, What was his opening line? He just said, oh, he said, you know, did you ever see Dexter? You know, like I didn't even know him. Mm. And I go, Dexter? And I didn't really know anything about Dexter. And then suddenly, so he goes, yeah, I heard it was really good. And, you know, maybe we could get, you know, I smoke cigarettes sometimes. So maybe if you want to come over. And I was like, sure. And it turned out to be a great summer where we actually watched the first four seasons of Dexter. It was awesome. But you know, then that's how I was, I didn't ask to be Gaber's friend. It just happened.
He might have been attracted to you back
No,
then.
He told me he's not attracted to me.
Even back then?
Yeah, he never wanted to sleep with me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice that way. Mm. Like, you know, like it's a little emasculate. I mean, I'm a little offended a little bit. Like I think I asked him once, why don't you want to sleep with me?
Right.
And I think I don't think he finds me attractive. I mean, I don't know what he likes in a man. Maybe we should open up the podcast.
We should be like, so Kevin. Gaber, Kevin.
I mean, Gaber, Kevin.
So, what do you look for in a man? You looking for like a teddy bear? Are you looking for like a drug addict, like anorexic type?
I think he likes the Brad Pitts. You know, I think he likes very. He once told me that when Bruce Springsteen in his heyday was muscular in 1985. I think he likes that. Mm-hmm. I mean, but he's never gonna get it. You know, you know, it's like me, like being attracted. Like I think. I'm supposed to be at an age where I have to open up my parameters of attraction, because I'm not going to get the tens and the nines and the eights.
Right.
But
I've been sort of slowly telling you that, but you know.
No. I'm very aware that an attractive woman will not find me attractive at this point in my life. You know, like I'm like maybe fourth down the list. You know what I mean? Like I'm not number one anymore. So
four's still pretty good.
Yeah, but like four, like way down, you know, maybe seventh, and maybe like 25. I'm not in the top 10. You know, like I'm the guy, like the last guy at the bar.
Oh, I'm the same way,
man. You know, and then they'll only talk to me if everybody else is gone, or if they saw me on stage and they dug my acting. Mm-hmm. That's my only way I can get laid at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, because like just showing up is not going to do it. You know.
Yeah, sadly, I don't. Well, actually,
but you could still get away with it because you're still you know you still have your youthful.
Yeah, I was actually about before this. So I was in the bathroom before at work. And you know, I was washing my hands,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if it was the mirror and the lighting, but you know, I've been working out lately more so.
Yeah,
and I'm looking at my face, and I'm like, I feel like I've definitely lost some weight in my face.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's getting a little bit more chiseled.
Chiseled, sure, I see that. Sure.
And then, well, thanks, man. And I'm like, you know, that makes me feel pretty good. You know, like back when I was younger, I had more of a chiseled.
Yeah. Face, you know what I see when I look in the mirror?
What's that?
I see meatloaf. You know.
Well, it depends. 1977, Bad Out of Hell, fucking yeah, no, amazing
I album. I see Meatloaf like, you know, I would do anything for love, you know, like 2000 and like, I see, it's not good. I there's nothing, the only chiseled thing that I have going on right now is when I put a spoon of food into my mouth and the spoon is chiseled, you know. That's the only chiseled thing that's going on around here. But it's okay, I got a stress test on Friday.
That's right.
And I will fast 24 hours before that.
You know what I think is going to happen?
What's going to happen?
I think you'll go to the stress test on Friday. I'm hoping. This is a prediction.
Okay.
You go, and I think it's going to turn out. It may not be the best news, but I think it may turn out better than you're expecting.
Well, there's two scenarios. Mm-hmm. Okay? Either I have a huge blockage in my arteries and I'm going to die, or I don't have a blockage, but they want me to go on these on medication, which I don't want to do. So that's two options, or I go the alternative route and I listen to them. So, by the way, I did get the results from the alternative people.
Uh-huh.
So I paid like $800 for this alternative test. Okay, I've been spending money left and right lately, like as if I'm a rich person. Mm-hmm. So
well, the good thing is at least the liver thing is done.
The liver thing is good. I'm cancer at the moment. I'm cancer free,
right?
Which is good. So because I'm not going to die from that right now, but. So I spent a lot of money on this alternative test, and I sit down with this woman. That's the woman I ordered the blanket from. And, God, what's going on? And she told me, so they broke it down, the cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. They think it's not great, but it's not as bad as, they don't think I really need to go on this medication. They think I could lower it with the supplements that they're giving me. So anyway, you know, I don't think, but if I do fail this, I mean, who knows? I could have a blockage right now. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I think I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna live a little bit longer.
And I think if you were to get like that in the clear, I think you may start to think things a little bit differently.
You know, I thought that when I got the cancer thing,
and it went away. Like,
yeah, I went straight to the ice cream store.
Well, at the same time, you know. That was a little bit different because, like, at the time, that was like, okay, well, at least the liver thing's good, but I still have the heart thing, so I'm not completely in the clear.
I'm not in the clear. But remember when I told you when I first got the news that I might be dying, that that's it for beer, and that lasted about 5 minutes. You know,
I'm pretty sure you drank a beer that night, actually.
Yeah. I said this is the last night I'm drinking beer, and now it's like, you know, I mean today, I mean, you know, it's been like cholesterol heaven over here.
Yeah.
But but anyway, how do we get onto these trajectories?
Yeah, because that was like not the intent of this episode.
No, we're talking about women and like not being attractive.
Well, okay. We were also talking the original just
texting.
Right. Okay, but we'll get to that.
No. Let's go there now. Okay, so okay. I met a few women last week on all these fucking singles things that I've been going to.
Oh, Joan and Ann.
Yeah, but there's another one now. And I don't understand the motivations of women. Okay, for example, last night I'm going to my improv group and I get a text on match.com, which I'm still a member of.
Uh-huh.
I send a text to an Israeli chick. She sends me a response and she's hot. She's like a 10.
Mm.
If her pictures are accurate.
Is she here or is she in Israel?
No, she's in New York, which might as well be in Israel.
Right.
I'm not taking a train at this point to meet any, unless she comes over here.
Right.
And cooks for me.
Exactly.
But it is
reasonable expectation.
So she says to me, hey there, goody. I sent her a text in Hebrew to make myself seem a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. She answers me. But of course she says, you know, good evening. We've talked to each other in the past. And I'm like, I guess we had some correspondence 3 years ago. I don't remember. So I'm like, oh, great. That's nice. And, you know, and so anyway, we had a few texts yesterday. Today, nothing. Okay. So what is the motivation of a woman to put in the time for a little bit of texting and then to just ghost somebody? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't say anything off-putting. All I said was, you know, it's really cool that I could speak Hebrew with you. I'm in a rehearsal right now. I'll be home at 9:30. Maybe we could talk then.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, I seem authentic, sincere, practical. No response.
Here's what I don't get. And this is something I've never been able to get, like, my entire life, right?
Right.
So if I was into a woman,
mm-hmm.
right, and I'm texting her, we're getting along, I would keep my focus on her. At no point from the moment of like first texting until there was like a dissolution ending to the text, whatever.
Right.
I would not be focusing my energy on any other woman.
Well, that's good. That's a good quality.
But at the same time, it's like I remember back when I was dating my last girlfriend.
Right.
Millennia ago at this point.
Right. Many moons ago.
Yes. I remember I was riding in a car with another woman, completely different. She was giving me a ride to a show because I wasn't able to drive at the time.
Right.
And you know, we're talking, and this woman was like in her 50s, maybe 60s at this point. She was like, I guess back when she was dating her husband, she was also dating like two other guys at the same time. And I'm thinking,
right,
how the hell does anyone do that? I mean, right. Like, I'm not talking logistically. I'm thinking, how does anyone
right.
generate enough interest between three different people? Because it's like, me, if I'm into someone,
right.
I'm focusing on them. Well, it's like, how do I... if I at least think it's a good thing.
Right, right, right.
But you kind of get a sense.
That's like, good. That means that you're going to be a very faithful husband.
I'm going to be very faithful. It's like I don't understand how.
Well, that's for, well, yes. But I think also what happens is that once you're entangled with somebody, there's some pheromones that you send to the other women in the world. And they're like, oh, another woman finds him attractive. So maybe that guy's very special. You know what I mean? So I've had the experience of being with a girlfriend and suddenly other women are interested in me. Where right. When I'm single, nobody gives a shit that I exist.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I don't know.
And to be fair...
But I'm with you, though. I agree. That I don't have the energy for multiple... Yeah. I'm not a serial dater, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it is... But that's a little bit of a different story of what I was saying, but oh, okay. Which is fine.
Well, that's why I took what this woman was. That's well, how I interpreted that.
But as. We don't know. We don't know if she's talking to other guys. We don't know if she thought that what I said was off-putting. We don't know.
She'd be dead.
She's not dead. She's fine. She's just, but she made it seem like she's criticizing me. Like, we used to talk, and then we stopped. But she's the one that's stopping the conversation. It's not me. So today, I don't want to seem needy and be like, hey, you know, I'm.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Back.
No. She told me that we wrote to each other years ago.
Okay.
And I don't remember that.
Okay.
So she said, oh, hi, how are you doing? We actually, we used to correspond.
Okay.
And I don't have no memory of it. But I'm like, okay, well, nice to talk with you again. And I'm like, and then she dropped the conversation. Like, so she...
She didn't respond to you after that?
She just said something.
Who was the last one just...
I said, look, it's very nice to, and I was speaking with Hebrew with her, texting with her. I said, look, you know, I'm in a rehearsal right now, but I'll be back at 9:30 and I'll be very happy to write or talk with you then. You know, that's all I said. Which is good. Like, I'm being very practical. I couldn't like talk to her. It was 6:30 at night and I was going to be home at 9:30. So that's the last I heard from her.
Right.
And that doesn't even bother me. What bothers me is like, you know, why do they take the time? And then, there's another woman I met last week. and she's the one that asked me for a picture of me.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So first of all, she met me last week live. Yeah. And now she's asking me for a picture. Why? We don't know.
Oh, fuck that bullshit.
Does she have amnesia? Like, she doesn't remember who I am? So let me read to you how weird this person
some
is.
Chips while I listen to this.
Yes, please. Okay. So, first of all, she sends me... Okay, so I send her a picture of me. Uh-huh. She goes, great photo. I will send you some as well. Do you have any others? She already met me. Yeah. And she has this picture. That I'm not going to look any different than this picture, right?
No.
So I'm like, I'll look. You know, now I'm angry because I'm like, why should I send you more pictures? So then she sends me pictures of her. Okay, fine. And then I'm like, thanks, very nice pictures. But also, I remember what you looked like last week, you know? So then nothing from her till this morning.
Oh, really?
So this morning she goes, good morning. How are you today? What's on your agenda for the next few days? Which is kind of a weird, like, I don't, you know, like, now I have to give her, like... So I'm being very polite. I'm like, hi, I have regular work stuff, and I'm not sure about the rest of the week. How are things with you? This is all fucking generic. And then she goes, all is great. I've been invited to a few barbecues, which is nice for the weekend. Great. This is really a riveting conversation. So then I'm like, cool, I'll figure out my schedule soon, and then nothing. But she took the time to, like, these conversations go nowhere.
That implies, okay, so that buys her a buffer time between till after the weekend. Because that now it shows that she's still potentially interested, but at the same time, it also establishes that, you know, the weekend coming up,
right?
Probably going to be so busy, you know, it stretches out the interest time.
I know. To the weekend. I understand that. But this conversation ended at 10 a.m. this morning. It's been a lot of times, many hours since this conversation. Yeah. And it's like, I'm not really motivated to continue this because it's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? And it's like, I don't know.
I guess the question is, like, at this point, it's like, any of these women, Are you interested in like meeting up with
them? Well, she lost points with me when she asked pictures when I met her live and she's asking for pictures again.
Yeah.
That's kind of a red flag for me.
Yeah.
And I don't like conversations that are devoid of humor or any kind of personality. There's no personality in this. I'm going to meet her. I'm going to spend money on a dinner. And I'm going to be like, so, how's work going? You know, this is the kind of person
right.
she is. So I don't need that. I want somebody with a personality, goddammit.
You know what kind of women I like?
No, I don't know. let me ask you. What kind of woman do you like?
I appreciate you asking that. I'll tell you.
Okay.
So I like when you have that woman you're conversing with, even if it's through text and you haven't. Maybe you've only been texting for like a day, right?
Okay.
Not too long.
Right.
And right away, you know, you're being natural. You're showing her through your texts like your natural sense of humor, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even if they're not able to match it, at least if they're able to show some sort of effort that like they're humorous in some way.
Right.
That's like a fucking gold mine.
That's man. A huge gold mine. And you could tell right away if a woman has a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. Like if you read your text and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah,
I may have a hard time with this one, but in a good way. That's when you know you've hit. That's when you know you've struck.
I know, and it only happens with women that don't want that are not potential girlfriends. Like I've had texts like that, like very warm, funny texts, all with all married women that don't want to sleep with me.
Yeah.
But then these potential girlfriends, they're like, "Hi, what are your plans for the next few? What's on your agenda?" You know, like, it's just very, the motivations of women are baffling.
It reminds me of, like, the woman that's texting me now.
Yeah.
Woman I'm not interested with.
Right now, we are both being besieged by people that we do not want to be texting with.
But at least she's pretty respectful. You know,
Right.
It really just seems like personality-wise.
Right.
Get along with her. You know, we'd probably have a good time, but it's like...
Right. But it's not going to go anywhere.
I'm interested in her in that way, you know? It's like... At the same time, she is a little...
Right, right.
More serious than I want to deal with. So it's like...
Yeah, I know. It's, she has that down-to-earth quality. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be... This is what I want. You want to know what I want in a woman?
What do you want in a woman? I'm going to ask you. I don't think I ever asked you before.
I want someone who likes to play. You know, someone with a play, an attractive woman with a sense of humor that likes to have fun, but not stupid fun, like smart fun. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to have conversations like this with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you'll be able to do a podcast with her?
Yeah, I would do a podcast with her.
If you're able to find someone, if we're both able to find women,
right.
who we can do a podcast like if this, could, just like this.
If we could invent two women that would sit right over there, right over here,
right.
and they would just chime into the conversation,
dude,
it would be like, as is squared.
I'd have to like kill someone to like get money to get a ring to like ask them to marry me.
Totally. who's this? Oh, this is...
I'm like investing.
No, I know. I get... Yeah, no. It would be great if I could just like, you know, it would be great to have like counterparts. Mm. You know what I mean? Because we always said that we would stop this podcast if we get girlfriends. But what if we get girlfriends who are into podcasts?
Yeah, we would at that point get an audience because women are better at like marketing in general. This is my experience.
Right,
just like
right, right.
Them in general.
But what? But that
we would reach a huge audience, and the fact that we have women on the podcast, we'd be seen as like inclusive and right. like non-threatening.
But I know, like right now, we're only attracting the guys who are jaded.
And British Mark, yeah.
British Mark, who's married, but he's kind of jaded. You know, like he likes our podcast because it appeals to his. This is the kind of way he talks to his friends, if he had friends,
right?
This is the way he talks to his imaginary friends, his imaginary British friends.
His wife would kick him out of the house. But that's for damn sure.
I think his wife is very restrictive. Like yeah. she, I don't think she. I think he. I have a feeling like he stays in his basement or his British room. You know, and he's only allowed to go outside to walk the dog and to feed the family and wash the dishes. And then he goes back. I think he's very I think he walks on British eggshells. I love it when I say things that I don't even know what I'm going to say that just come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
British eggshells.
I like hearing it because then it's one thing I don't have to say. And if anyone's going to like... It's best if you do it, you know. It suits you more than it suits me.
I enjoy insulting people that can take it. You know what I mean? Right. Like he actually.
But at the same time, you're not really insulting them.
I'm embellishing. He probably has more independence than I'm actually giving him credit. Mm-hmm. Like maybe he leaves the room like a few hours a day, you know.
Right.
He probably likes his wife and he holds hands with her and he reads poetry to her in the woods of England.
It's possible.
But you know, like it's fun to be able to, like, I want people in my life that can take a joke. You know what I mean? Like, nothing I do is with malice. You know what I mean? Mm. And he just texted me today and said, please keep it coming, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's the kind of girlfriend I want too. Like, I want a girlfriend with a guy, and you know, it's unbelievable. And so I don't understand. Okay.
Okay. They fuck you, the tractor.
They fuck you. So I meet this. I don't even know what I told you on the podcast or off, but I met this very attractive woman on the tennis court the other day.
Oh, Marie.
No.
We devoted quite a bit of time to her in the last episode.
Marie? Who's Marie? Oh, Maria. No. This is not Maria. This is Maria and Russ. We discussed them.
Yeah, they got their own episode. Right?
Yeah. They got a title.
Yeah.
Russ just sits there. So I met this very attractive woman who, of course, is much younger than me, and she was trying to. I told her that I have a podcast, and like, so I might hook up with her girlfriend in a podcast situation,
but not sexually. Right.
But you know, it's just like, but she's fun to text with, and she's also incredibly beautiful. But she texted me that day, and then I texted back like a very polite, nice, funny text. Didn't hear anything for 3 days.
Mm.
You know, it's like, it doesn't take. What's the deal? What's the
she's
deal?
She's probably getting fucked real hard, but that's okay.
I don't know, but for 3 days.
Eh. Some of these women, man, they go for a long time.
Okay, but what's the deal with a 3-day waiting to text somebody
back? Well, actually, so I do remember the 3-day waiting period, but I remember it being applied to dudes. I was 19. I just gotten a girl's phone number.
Right.
I was actually bold. I was out celebrating a birthday with a friend at the TGI Fridays.
Right.
Waitress was cute. I asked her for a number. She gave it to me.
Okay.
Many years later, I've come to thought maybe that was a fake number, but at the time it was good. But you know, so like at the time I was like, you know, I was ready to, you know, contact her right away.
But you waited.
Yeah, I was told, you know, wait 3 days.
But that's different. You weren't texting yet. You waited to text her.
And even then I didn't text her. I called her, left a voicemail, and
that's even better.
Actually, that was probably worse, but I was young. I was inexperienced.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like when you're already establishing a texting relationship.
Yeah, that's different.
Okay.
I just wanted to share my experience.
No, I know. And I don't want to negate your experience, but it's not what we're talking about.
Right.
Which is fine. There's two people here and our two invisible girlfriends. Maybe that's what we need, is two invisible girlfriends. Yeah, but maybe we don't need an actual girlfriend.
We should just give them time to speak. Speak.
What is her name? How'd you meet her?
Good question.
Yeah, Ryan is now looking into an empty chair, and he has no idea what to say to her.
You know, I couldn't even pretend to have a girlfriend.
No, I know. I can't even at this point. I can't even imagine having a girlfriend.
I mean, like, I can think about it. It's a nice thought, but it's like a lot of people. They're like,
if they
actually come up with like. Elaborate like background like stories, like they're like, you know, I have a girlfriend up in Canada. It's like I can never do that.
I'm telling you right now, I'm fucked in terms of getting the only women that I'm attracted to are women that are not attracted to me at this point. So I would have to either, I mean, I don't think I'm ever gonna have sex ever again. I don't think I'm gonna ever have a girlfriend ever. You might have a chance.
Maybe. I might have a chance.
Like, I think I'm done. I'm not attracted to women like that I see, that I meet. Like the only women that I'm attracted to are like live in New York or live like, you know, they don't live here, and you know, like I'm done, man. I'm done. I should just get a sex doll or something. I should just fucking fuck a sex doll. Like, I just, like, put, like you know, like, just fucking, like, put her into the electricity and just, like, electrocute both of us.
I gotta say, my eyes were closed just now. Hearing you without looking at you is so much funnier than like looking at you and hearing you at the same time. Well, so the people who listen to this podcast, they have that's. I gotta tell you,
you know, our podcast is pretty damn entertaining. You know, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but you know, I was driving to Boston a few weeks ago, and I was like, you know, listening to music. I was like, yeah, let's check out one. I think by accident it went.
Oh yeah.
I think, or it organically went to. And I listened to a full hour, and it killed time. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, because we don't remember what we say.
Yeah.
It really is, like, verbal diarrhea.
It really is. It's, like, complete, like, stream of consciousness.
And once in a while, we actually say something smart.
Yeah. If I guarantee you, dude, if we were actual celebrities.
Right.
Who had this show?
Right.
This show would be winning awards. I know. We would get all time.
We would gain traction for sure. Yeah. Because I've heard celebrities because everybody has a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's like not that good, you know? Like, but I mean, how many episodes can we do about the lack of sex, you know? Like, this is getting depressing at this point. Like, I kind of had this fantasy that we would do a podcast and then it would just start to snowball. People would start to write to us. And then we would get some traction, God damn it. Yeah. I mean, as of now, we've had 8 listeners to the last. I mean, it's like we're talking to the wilderness. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit, you know?
I mean, at the same time, though, it's I know it's not personal because I know, like,
right.
That's the problem when they made podcasts easy and cheap to produce. You know, everyone was going to do.
I know. But it's kind of like, you know, it's fun for us. You know,
it is fun.
It really is fun. Like, yeah. Like, you know, we usually end up doing 2 in one night.
Oh yeah, like, it's like effortless.
It's unheard of.
Yeah,
you know, like to do 2 hours out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy. But anyway, we were trying to figure. Oh, we already did 31 minutes. I don't even know what we're... Okay, we're trying to discuss texting and motivations of women, and now I suddenly got into this rabbit hole where I'm never going to have sex again.
And I'm trying to remember if... Oh, yeah. So I covered my part of it where someone was texting me and...
Yeah.
I'm just not into her. Like, she texted me the other night.
Okay. Yeah.
She texted me the other night, like 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
And she's like, how was your day?
I know.
And I'm like... On one hand, I appreciate it. I appreciate the cinema because it's been a long time since I've had that.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like I'm not into her that way, so it sucks. So I've have not responded to her since then.
Right. Well, first of all, okay, that even if you were married to her for 20 years, nobody wants to hear that question. How was your day? Nobody wants to answer that question. Mm-hmm. That question should be abolished from the English language. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to ever ask me how my day was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that puts me on the spot. Now I have to come up with material. I have to say, well, this morning I woke up, I took a shit, took my shoes on. You know what I mean? And nobody that asks that question really cares about the answer.
Yeah.
Ginny, my aunt asks me that, and then I'll just start talking and she'll just move on to another topic. So why ask it in the first place? I mean,
I would love to meet Ginny.
You never met her?
I never met her.
You've been at her house.
I've been at her house, but I never actually met her. Because I went to her house, we went swimming, but they were away, her and Bobby.
Okay.
Then we went
okay.
to her house the one day after the shore, because the liquor store was closed, so we went by to get beer. She was there, but I stayed in the car.
Oh, you stayed in the car. Yeah. Okay. I'd love for you to meet her. Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean,
I may change your life.
Well, I mean, it's funny because I do talk about her a lot, and the fact that you'd never met her is kind of funny because now you probably built up, like, Gabriel, you've met.
Right.
You know, and
I have a feeling I would get along with Ginny, actually. I think I would.
I mean, she's
I get along with everyone.
She's a nice person. Mm-hmm. I mean, she drives me insane, but I mean, she's a nice person, you know?
Mm.
But I mean, like, for example, like, the other day, like, she says to me, you know, I'm going... Danny, you're not going to see me for a while. I'm going upstate New York. And I'm like, she says it in a way like, now I'm supposed to say, oh, Ginny, I'm going to miss you. Like it's a weird way to phrase something. I'm like, yeah, Ginny, it looks like you're going away and I'm not going to see you for a while. And then she goes, but if I leave something behind, you're going to have to bring it up there. know, like, I'm the slave. I'm the one that has to bring... Like, she doesn't say, I'm going to miss you. I mean, once in a while, she says something nice, but it's like in a card or something. You know what I mean?
See, that's different for me. Like, someone was like, hey, you know, I'm going to be gone for a while. You're not going to see me. You know, if I need some, you don't have to bring it up. Be like, that's a shame. And that's
I know, but it's so stupid. It goes back to the texting thing. Like, people don't say what they mean.
Mm. Like, which is ironic because, like, texting is the medium in which we should be able to say what we mean because it's the easiest way.
I do. I'm a wonderful texter.
Absolutely.
I mean, you saw me with Gabriel. I was like, I will see you Sunday at 7.
Right.
You know, like I don't like vague. I mean, I like
I
like vague things if they're funny or if we're joking around. Mm-hmm. But like, you know what I mean? Like the fact that these women they text me and they go like, "How are you? What's on your agenda this week?" What the fuck? That's like asking how your day was.
That's like the worst thing about, like, you know, trying to get to know someone for the first time. It's like me. I know, like, a lot of social conventions dictate that I should say, "Hi, how are you?" I should use that as my initial greeting. Whereas what I want to say is, "So what you got going on this week?" Or something that's outside of that. To be like, "So what do you think? So did you see fucking Guardians of the Galaxy 3? What'd you think?"
Right.
If not.
Right.
And then see what they say. I'm not a big fan of the typical...
Right, banter.
Yeah.
Right. Like, when I go into a store in the morning...
Mm.
I used to smoke. I used to go into the cigarette store all the time, you know. And then the guy would be like, "Good morning," you know. I don't like the words "good morning." It's almost, to me, it's like, "How are you?" Like, I don't want to say "good morning." First of all, I don't like mornings, and there's nothing good about them. So I don't want to say. I might say more. I'm not gonna even. I don't like the word "morning." So no. I don't like "good" or "morning." So I'm.
It's interesting because you don't like "Good Morning, Good Morning" by the Beatles from Sgt. Pepper.
That's right. I like the verse, but I don't like the chorus. I like the verse, but I don't like the chorus.
Oh, I got you.
I think the good morning part is annoying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't like the sounds of the chickens.
Yeah, it's...
But I think the verse is, it's a polarizing song.
Yeah.
By the way, I heard something very cool that John said on, you know, on YouTube. Like, So John said something about Sgt. Pepper. He goes, He goes, you know, it's not really a concept. People think it's a concept album. Like, it's not really a concept. Like, it starts off with Sgt. Pepper, and we introduce Billy Shears. And then it goes nowhere until the reprise.
Yeah. They drop the concept halfway through.
There's no concept.
What's actually interesting is, like, the Who's sell out was, like, the same way.
Yeah.
It's the whole... Are you familiar with the album?
Not as much as you are.
So, like, the album itself...
What's on it?
So, it's a... I'm trying to think.
The big hits?
If the big hits were, I Can't Reach You.
Miles?
Yes, that's it.
I Can See for Miles.
I Can See for Miles.
Okay.
But, like, the overall concept was it was supposed to, like, mock a pirate college, like, radio station.
Okay.
With fake ads.
Okay.
But, like, Sgt. Pepper's concept didn't go originally beyond, like, the first few songs. Then it came back in the reprise.
Right.
At least with the Who Sell Out, at least the whole first hat, the first side, stuck to that.
Right. Even,
like, the first couple tracks of side two. And then it comes back at the very end. But
yeah. No, I enjoyed John describing, because he was kind of dissing Paul a little bit, because it's kind of like Paul's concept, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying, like, you know, like, Lucy in the Sky and Mr. Kite... That those songs could have been on any record.
Oh, absolutely.
It didn't have to be on Pepper's, you know. So it's just funny. Like, it's just – and he was very coherent about it. Like, you know, because you think John Lennon – we're talking about John Lennon. It's like John Lennon, like, sometimes he was, like, you know, high, and he was like – but actually, a lot of times when he spoke, he was very specific.
Oh, yeah.
So he had a brilliant mind. He really did.
He really did. The way he actually spoke to the media was great, especially for someone, like, as young as he was when he broke out.
There's,
man.
All of them. All of them. They were so condescending and, like, you know, God damn it. What a life, huh?
Oh, man.
I mean, like, can you imagine being so famous? Like, and they probably got laid all the time.
All
you know?
The time.
God damn it. We should have been in the Beatles. Even though we can't write songs.
But it's interesting. They really came around at the right time. They managed to come around at the right time, but at the same time, the way that they impacted music was in such a way that a time such as theirs was never going to be able to come for anyone else again.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, it was like the chicken and egg. Did they create the 60s or did the 60s create them?
Right.
It's kind of like, do weird things happen to me or am I the weird one that, you know?
Exactly.
It's sometimes it's just a perfect storm.
Exactly.
I love how we pose things and then we never come up with an answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess maybe that may speak to our respect for our very small audience. You know, we expect if they're listening to us at this point, they know what this show's about. You know, they're able to think for themselves because this is a very highbrow show wearing a very lowbrow suit.
Interesting. Right. To me, it's like two unmatched socks. and like one of us. No, I think you're right. We're speaking about things that we are concerning to us. Mm. And if it's concerning to us, it's got to be concerning to somebody else.
Oh yeah, at least British Mark. You know.
Well, British Mark, he probably doesn't have the texting. British Mark has got. This is what he suffers from, I think.
Okay.
He is very polite.
Yes.
So I think sometimes being polite. And I don't, because he's on Facebook a lot, which is, you know, a medium that, you know, it's a little obsolete at this point, you know. But
I honestly trust it more than, like, Twitter
yeah.
at this point, you know.
I mean, it's fine. I enjoy most of the time. Facebook is a, you know, it's another entity. But, yeah. I mean, he's very polite. Like, every time he interacts with someone, at least on, even with me live, he's a polite guy. Mm. And, you know, I think I'm nice, but I don't really enjoy being polite. You know what I mean? Like, being polite for me is a little constricting. It's a little boring.
Right.
I don't want to be with anybody polite. Like, if two polite people walk into a bar, what are they going to talk about? Oh, that you're wearing nice shoes. Oh, that's a nice shirt. Oh, did you have a good day at work? A very good day at work today. That's polite.
Right.
That doesn't lead anywhere. It's not even genuine. Mm. People hate stuff. And let's talk about that. You know, let's talk about stats.
It's actually interesting because, like, as I've made – I'm pretty sure I mentioned at one point, before I went to England back in 2018, I was assigned a book to read.
Really?
And I read it.
Oh, for England, you mean?
Yeah, just, like, get, like, accustomed to, like, British culture. And it actually was an interesting read because it sort of – it went beyond just British culture.
But was it called This Is How Babies Are Made?
No. But there was one thing about, you know, like how a lot of English people, you know,
are polite.
They'll make a comment on like, oh, nice weather. You see the weather we're having. They'll comment on the weather. Uh-huh. A lot of the times it's because, you know, like they don't really want to converse with anyone, but they do it. It's a safe,
right,
nice topic,
right,
to sort of help get
but
by.
But it's not just British people that do that.
Well, right, but it, like in the context, well, that's why like the book itself like went beyond it because it also went on to explain how like the uppermost and the lowermost classes are actually very similar in terms of
needs,
overall behavior.
Oh, behavior, yeah.
And when you look and you read it, and you look, but it's like that actually makes a lot of sense because both of them will look like society differently, but it's like
yeah, well, their circumstances are different, but the etiquette is sort of the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting, you know. So I actually drove a woman today that was very cool. Like I didn't think she was going to be cool. She was, you know, from Hamilton, and she looked kind of dour. Mm. But she was very quick and very quick with a sense of humor. And we talked about her dead husband, and we were kind of joking that he's in the car with us, listening to us. And then I picked her up later. She goes, "Oh, how's Rick? Has he been behaving in the car?" Like she just had a really good imagination. And so, you know, some people you just click with. And we transcended being polite. We were making fun of her dead husband.
Mm-hmm.
But in good fun, you know what I mean? So some people you could just click with and some people, you know what I mean? So I don't know if British Mark suffers from this. I don't know if he feels like I just feel like when if you're connecting with some, like if we had a podcast where we just were being polite with each other, I mean, my God, we would have like, you know, no listeners.
Let's take... This is a pause. We're going to pretend to be nice to each other for maybe a minute.
We are?
Yes, yeah, so let's give a little experiment.
Orion, I really think that this year has been a nice year of growth for you.
I appreciate that.
It's wonderful that you got a promotion at work. It's wonderful that you went out socially with me last week. That's all I got. That's
well,
all I got.
Danny, I would say I appreciate, you know, I know I'm probably not the easiest person to be around, you know, like I appreciate you taking the time.
No, you're wonderful to be around. Especially around in Brooklyn, you're wonderful to be around. I mean, like no, I mean
that
dude, I don't blame you for that night. I just, it's my fault for dragging you down. Nobody can have a good time in Brooklyn. But
I honestly thought I was going to be good because, you know, I drove around Brooklyn for one of my past jobs in the past 2 years.
I dragged you to a situation that was, you know, it was, I mean,
she was actually the show itself, Peter's even though great. I was like the only non-Jewish person that was actually the best part
of
the night.
I know. And trust me, he's great. And I mean, he was doing a Jewish show. We're talking about Peter Himmelman, who's, by the way, I gave him $300 today.
Mm.
My God, how am I going to pay for that? I'm going to have to like rob a bank.
So wait, so you haven't actually paid for it? Wait, was it something like you pledged it?
Well, I pledged, but I'm assuming that he's going to reach his goal on Kickstarter and that the money, but it's
like
fine.
The money's not out of your account yet.
I haven't checked, but I didn't do it on my checking account. I did it on a credit card.
Okay.
So whatever, man, I don't care.
And money's money.
No, know. But I mean, I'm just saying like in a typical show, he wouldn't do such an overtly Jewish material. But anyway, no, listen, by the way, our politeness lasted for about 2 and 10 seconds. We just stopped it, by the way. we were going on a polite course.
Well, I wouldn't say we so much consciously stopped it as we kind of just like naturally segued into something else,
yeah,
like we usually do.
Well, I don't mind being – I like being nice. For me, there's a distinction between being nice and polite. Okay, nice – I like nice. I'm a nice person regardless of what people think. Fuck all of them. You know what I mean? Like, but being polite, it just seems – that seems fake to me.
You know what's interesting? Kind of like when I think about – because I'm thinking about just now. I'm thinking nice, polite. In my mind, in terms of like what their stated definitions may be in a dictionary.
Right.
They're probably not far off. But
right.
There's something – there's like a sort of like connotation that comes with the words.
Right.
Nice,
right.
It's like – nice, like, I'm being nice. Polite, though, I don't know if it's the extra syllable
right.
Or it's like polite.
Right, polite seems polite.
Aren't you fancy? You should go drink tea with like the Queen of England. Well, she's dead.
Right.
Drink tea with
anybody
the King
in
of
England,
England or whatever
British
fuck.
Mark.
Right.
No, you're right. Polite, to me, it means kind of fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Condescending, fake.
Yeah.
Nice is just nice, you know? Like you could be nice and real. But to me, being polite is not being like
right.
You know, it's not being real.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, I just I don't like the expectation. If someone says, "How was your day?" If I was,
are we still on that conversation?
No. Well, that's part of being polite, I guess.
Well, right.
Like
yeah.
The person that's texting you and says, "How's your day?" She doesn't really care about your day, but she wants to open up the channels of conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's sort of off-putting because it puts you on the spot. Like, if I was trying to have a conversation with a person, this is what I would do. I wouldn't throw it up to them. So she's making you carry the weight of the conversation.
You're gonna carry that weight.
Now we're doing Abbey Road material. but you know what I mean? Like,
don't sue us, Paul.
But you know what I mean? Like, it puts you in the position of work. You have to come up with material now. Like, it's kind of like if we did a podcast, I'd be like, "Hey, man, so what are you up to, Ryan?" You know what I mean? Like, now you have to come up with the material instead of us just starting to talk.
Yeah.
So it's not cool. It's conversational rape, as far as I'm concerned. It's
yeah.
It's giving you the illusion of conversation, but the other person is, I don't know. I don't like it. And I think I'm going to have to be aggressive with people that are texting me.
I think, yeah, because, you know,
I would never in a million years text somebody and go, "Hey, what's on your agenda for the next few days?" You know what I mean? Like, unless we're talking about doing something specifically.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to put somebody on the spot, goddamn it.
Yeah, because, like, the next few days, anything, okay. If you were to say, "What's on your agenda for the rest of the day?"
Yeah.
That's one thing. But the next few days, it's like, I can't think beyond today.
Well, yeah, you know? I know. But I'm just... I, it's just like... It's like big. It's
I
like,
hear that. I hear you.
Imagine if you're in a talk show, right, and you have a guest, and you're like, so what have you been up to? I mean, you have to come up with something specific to work. You know, it's too open-ended.
There was actually, I think it was like, I think it might have been like when I first started, like, or like when I was having like a session with a therapist. And they're like,
you had sex with a therapist?
A session.
A with session a with a therapist.
Sorry. That's a okay. session with a therapist.
That's good thing I clarified that.
Very good. And they were like, you know what? How you been? What's been going on? I'd be like, I'll just need something a little bit more specific because I could just go on.
Right, completely. Right, right.
Because I could just be
you need parameters.
Yeah, you need parameters. You need context. You need like a certain direction. You know?
Right, it's funny. And we actually don't need that for this particular podcast because the purpose of this podcast is to come up with things organically. You know?
Exactly.
But this is not like, you know, like sometimes parameters, like with Gaber, we're going to need parameters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like parameters are good, but then it's also fun to break the parameters, mm-hmm. you know? That's why the Beatles were successful, you know? Mm-hmm. They broke the parameters of music, you know what I mean?
But they actually did in a way that was interesting because they did in a way that, you know, they did in a way that where it was originally grounded in the music at the time and they followed the rules.
Right.
But at the same time, they gave their own flair which, right from the get-go, which is what somehow
right.
managed to break the conventions right from the get-go.
Well, yeah.
It's they're. Right. They really are interesting because, like,
Yeah. Well, I mean, but again, they started with the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to have the rules in order for you to break the rules.
Right.
Otherwise, there's nothing to break.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you have
to. They got their 10,000 hours in, you know.
You have to find. In order to find freedom, you have to have some chains.
Yeah. I actually made a quote on Facebook. I actually wrote something on Facebook, like, back in, like, the late 2000s. Maybe yeah. like when I first joined Facebook, it was like,
yeah.
in order to lead, you must first learn how to follow.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like in my early 20s when I wrote that.
Were you high at the time?
No, I was not. I might have been drunk, but
well, was, no, but it's true because without sunshine, there's no rain. You know, without day, there's no night. I mean, right. without a pod, you don't have a cast.
The yin, yin, yang.
I mean, yeah, you don't have, you know, without a man, you don't have a woman. I don't know. If a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? Without a Miami, you don't have a Vice.
That's
without
right.
Without a Pink, you don't have a Floyd.
Without a... Yeah.
Without a Wham, you don't have a Wham. No, that doesn't... It only works with two words.
Without a Dyer, you don't have a Streets.
Dyer is right. Without a Steely, you don't have a Dan. You know what I mean?
God, I really gotta listen to Sultans of Swing again. I just keep thinking about that fucking solo, man.
Oh,
at the end.
Sultans of Swing. Well, that's interesting because you know there's the studio version and then there's the live version and they're both radically different from each other. But you're talking about the original.
The original, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the ending is like the solo is amazing. Yeah. You know, it's funny because you know he actually wrote "Private Dancer" for Tina Turner, and which was the name of the album that. Had What's Love Got to Do With It and all her big resurgence in the 80s was that record, Private Dancer, which Mark wrote the title Knopfler.
Oh, wow.
So, which is weird because it's not even a Dire Straits sounding song, but he gave it to her. So there's a, you know, and I thought about this because he's probably going to die eventually, you know. I mean, everybody's dying, Ryan.
Yeah.
And Tina Turner's dead, only at 80. I didn't know she was 83, you know, but I mean, it's just, I only have a few summers left.
But yeah, it definitely sucks because like it's going to get to a point where it's like, because you figure nowadays, you don't have the going back to episode three.
I love it when he says nowadays something very profound is coming.
Nowadays you don't have the stars that you used to have back then. So now the stars are getting older. They're going to be dying. So all of a sudden, it's like.
Yeah.
Granted, we're always going to be able to enjoy what they left for us, but...
Right.
You know...
Yeah, but you're not going to have new material. You know what I mean? Like Knopfler is coming out with a new record soon. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's... I'm excited, but not as excited as... You know, he's not doing his best work. Mm-hmm. He's done... his last few records have been good, you know? I mean, so I always find something in them, you know? Mm-hmm. But it is weird. It is weird because, you know, it's like... you know, Tom Petty died and Prince died and like
wow, there's all that all around. So many people, like, remember 2016, so many fucking people died.
Yeah, man. Bowie, you know. You know, and it, now it's like, if Taylor Swift dies, I don't know if I care that much.
Well, see, what's interesting is, like, Taylor Swift is actually one of those rare people. She's, like, in this day and age, someone her age, it's rare for, like, someone her age to actually, like, be a star. So, like, she's...
Right.
For her to actually have, like, the star power of, like, say, Springsteen, John
right.
Lennon.
Right.
It's rare these days. So she's...
Yeah, no, I know. It's rare. I actually don't... I mean, I don't really see that it's deserved.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, like, it's...
But no, it's... But it's interesting as a phenomenon, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people are going to her shows just to listen to the songs from the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because the tickets are $3,000.
She's fucking...
You know, so... And I, you know, I... sort of appreciate her. I don't really find her songs that captivating. But, you know, it's like every generation has that kind of thing going on. But we, I mean, it, but it's kind of obvious to any music person that what's happening now is just it's a shallow, shallow end of the pool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm glad that the artists that are still around that I enjoyed are still making music and it's still good music, but
it's the same for movies, man. Like, when was the last time? I know you've seen some movies that you liked recently, but I, you know, like I'm not gonna watch something unless it's really, really great now. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And I give movies the benefit of the doubt. I've been to a few movies lately, and I fell asleep in them.
Yeah,
you know.
I think it's just the whole landscape is changing. You know, it's.
I know. And it is what it is. That's like, you know, I mean, it's nice that there's all these streaming services and, you know.
It's a shame. I'll bet you, like, there are a lot of people in those industries at the top who are able to make the decisions that sort of guide how things turn out.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if they're like, man, I kind of wish things were the way they were, the way they used to be, but.
Right.
They can't because we have to follow a certain way. I have a position to fulfill. I have things I have to do.
But they're all trying to make the next Breaking Bad or Dexter or some... Or
I don't know if they're trying to do that anymore, though.
They are, but they're failing because there's so many options and there's so many... Yeah, and there's not enough new material. There's not enough good writing.
Mm-hmm.
So
the writer's strike now, but the whole thing being about... Right. AI and its
right
growing influence in the industry.
Yeah, I mean, soon we're not going to have to do holy the podcast. Soon we're not going to have to talk. There'll be an AI guiding our conversation. You know, like if an AI heard this, they'd be like, "Oh, those guys, all they talk about is not having sex and texting with women." And then an AI would be like you know, I mean, we don't talk about that many different things.
Here's the thing. An AI could do an episode of ours.
Mm-hmm.
It would be complete dog shit. Because
it would be like,
it would take exactly
humor.
What you said.
Right.
It would just be a shell of what we do. Because we talk about that a lot.
Right.
But we talk about so much more in between.
Well, right. There'll be no humor to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like we could, you know, like.
Yeah, we don't have sex, so we're very unhappy. And
the purpose of this podcast is to say that we can't have sex with polite women, only with mean women. Or, you know, like, who knows what the AI.
That actually sounds exactly what that would say.
Yeah. And I'd be like, you know, and then that would get like 500 listeners. Oh. What are we going to call this episode? Oh my god,
Alex, we're actually almost done. Holy
shit! You know, we had a few minutes there where we said, you know, what we like about women, but that's not a good title, is it? That's not a good title.
We originally said about talking about texting, which we covered in probably about the same amount of time.
Well, I think we could expand that into like etiquette, you know, like everyday
texting etiquette,
not texting, just
conversational etiquette.
Conversational etiquette. Conversational. You want to throw etiquette into the title? That's very.
You mentioned etiquette.
I'm just throwing it out there as a.
Oh. Okay.
It was a metaphor, but we could use etiquette.
Etiquette.
I don't even know how to spell etiquette, frankly.
I know how to spell.
You're a good speller.
I'm a good speller. Yeah.
Perhaps like conversational skills or we should just call it how was your day.
I like that actually.
Right?
I like
that's good. Yeah. and then maybe say like nobody cares. I'm really good with the titles.
You're fucking phenomenal with the titles.
I should just title things.
You really should.
I should just get a job where I title things.
Exactly. just walk up, just fly to LA.
Yeah.
Go up to Netflix's.
You come up with the content, I'll title it.
Exactly. They'll be like, will you work for $10 an hour?
$10 an hour? I'll do it. If I can live in Hollywood and title things.
So.
Well, anyway, next episode will probably be with a certain neighbor of mine.
Oh, man.
It's going to be brace yourselves to a whole new atmosphere. By the way, he's going to ask us like if we talked about him before. And, of course, we're going to say no. Right?
Oh, we are.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
I'll probably say yeah.
I mean,
because, you know, we have to, like, okay, we'll continue this conversation afterwards.
It's going
to
be great. It's going to be great.
Bye.